This is part five of In Memory of Brother Dave Gardner, an assortment of short poems, of which there are now, I think, six. Now here's a weird thing. Remember back a year or so ago when Senator Dole come on the TV and talked about impotence? Yeah, like it was a fit topic. Cocked that old bad shoulder, looked out just as serious, and said, "I want to talk to you about erectile dysfunction, or ED. I don't know how many of y'all's as weird as I am, but when I heard that, I thought to myself, ED. That stands for Elizabeth Dole. Bless her heart. She's running for the Senate down here in North Carolina. Got herself some extraordinary shoes to fill. Old Jesse said he didn't have the health for it no more. He'll still surprise you, though. Aide walked in on him the other day, found him up on his tippy-toes twirling around like a little old ballerina. 'You okay, boss? What are you doing?' Said, 'I'm practicing for turning over in my grave.'" I wrote a bunch of Clara Hughes. I wrote 13 about disciples. One thinks of disciples as numbering 12, but after Judas, well, Judas Iscariot missed the sweet chariot, but swung pretty low in his wasteland of woe, and he was replaced by a 13th man who sort of came off the bench. Matthias gave discipleship a try as the last-minute result of betrayal and tumult. Here's Ann Landers never panders, and Abigail Van Buren has no dope in her urine. Not too long ago, I wrote one that's not in the book. Representative Gary Condit purchased a condom and donned it, but as for the power behind it, even the police couldn't find it. I'll read maybe one more Brother Dave. This one, this is number 4. "The world is full these days of motivational speakers. People you know who'll tell you how to make a whole lot of money soon as you give them some first. These folks like to say, 'Ain't nothing impossible.' They do. They will lay that on you so you'll go out and try anything. All right then, here you go. At the intermission, you go out in front of this theater and stand under the marquee there, and when you see a feller wearing a hairpiece, you contrive a compliment upon it that he'll be glad to hear.